Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Yud Ches, and hopefully everybody had a great Purim, and hopefully my voice will, with Siyata Deshmaya, hold up. I know the past 2 days I've had a hoarse voice, so it was also good that we didn't have Shir yesterday, but gave the voice one extra day. Okay, so we will start in the second parak on daf Yud Ches in Maseches Sanhedrin. Second parak is parak Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol don v'don enoso. A Kohen Gadol can judge and can be judged. Why are we talking about Kohen Gadol all of a sudden? The first Mishnah had the list on Daf Beis of all the different categories of 3 and 23 and 71. So Tosfos says on the bottom, v'hadetzran Kohen Gadol, baser parakama. Why are we talking about Kohen Gadol? Because we're speaking about all the things that have to do with 23 in the first Mishnah. And one of them is Dvarav Shal Kohen Gadol. So therefore, he talks about Kohen Gadol here too. And then, once talking about a Kohen Gadol, it talks about a Melech. That's why these Dafin, this short little parak here of Parak Kohen Gadol, talks all about Kohen Gadol and Melech, some very large Dafim in this parak, Agarata also. And then, after the halachas of a Melech, that's most of the parak, is all about how many horses and how much money and who he's allowed to marry. So then we get back to Dinim Amidus Bishlosha on Daf Chav Gimel. We get back to that, and that's a number of the prakim coming up after the second parak gets back to elaborating on what it said in that first Mishnah in the first parak. So that's why Kohen Gadol is here. So Kohen Gadol, done v'donenoso. He could judge and he could be judged. Meid umeidin oso. He could testify, and he could be testified about. What is the havamina otherwise? Why would you have thought not? So the Rishonim already say it on the Mishnah, but the Gemara already alludes to it, that you might have thought that there would be a zilzol for the Kohen Gadol to be judged, right, by in a regular court, or testify, so that might have been a zilzol. So we say, no, he can judge, and he can be judged. So there is a Yerushalmi here that creates a tremendous amount of discussion. The first Yerushalmi here in the second parak of Sanhedrin. The Yerushalmi says, Necha, done. Fine, I understand that a Kohen Gadol could judge. Danin oso, but he should be judged. Why not? The Yimna le Antzler. Why doesn't he appoint an Antzler? What's an Antzler? We might call it a lawyer. We might call it a stand-in. When a nitva, somebody who is being judged, a defendant, the Rishonim discuss, his messenger, his stand-in would be called an antler. When a toveya, somebody who is asking, a prosecutor, so to speak, a toveya will send a mursha, using the principle of harshah, baba kama daf ayin. So there's harshah from the toveya, and there's an antler from the nitva. So harshah, we know, that's a bona fide halachic concept. A toveya can send a person who has power of attorney, so to speak, and he could be toveya for him. But is there a concept of an antler in halacha? That is a major, major machlokas. So it says, lamaisa, nowadays, we don't have what the Rishonim call, and the Yerushalmi calls his antler, because now our lawyers go with the attorney. With the parties. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. A towing. The days of the Rishonim, we're talking about Kedis and Antler, which is somebody who will go instead of the defendant. So the Gemara says, why do you have to send a Kohen Gadol? Just send an Antler. So answers the Yerushalmi, Haga'atzmacha, Shenaflo lo Shvua, V'Antler b'Shvua? If a person has to take a Shvua, the Antler wouldn't be able to take a Shvua. So therefore, you can't send an Antler. So how do you understand that line of the Yerushalmi? The major sugya of Antler is somewhere in the Gemara. The word Antler is not mentioned is in Shas, but it's discussed in Shavuos Daf Lamed. That's where all the Rishonim are, the Rashba, the Ritva, everybody in Shavuos Daf Lamed discusses the sugya of Antler, whether a person could send whether a nitva could send a stand-in in order to have the din deal with him and not deal with the defendant himself. So how do you understand this Yerushalmi? So the Rashba and other Rishonim say that this proves that an antler can be effective. Because after all, what does it say? Oh, he can't take a shvua. Mashma, that if it was not a shvua issue, so then he would be able to be a stand-in. It's only a technical problem that he won't be able to swear, because only the defendant himself should be able to swear. That's what the Rashba says. I'll quote you in Shvuas Daf Lamed. Ike Beravasa, de Amri, de Matzi Limnos Antler. Ve'hiviu Raya, mehabi shir Amri, Yushalmi, Perakoen Gadol, right here. Hagatz, Machashes, Chayv, Shvuav, Amlo Nishba, Alma, Ilav, Shei, Shvuav, Beinehem, Matzi Limri, Yishliach. Right, Mashba, that without this Shvuav problem, you wouldn't be able to appoint the Kakas of the Aruch, Herbe, Hananel. But then he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rif, She'ein Nitva Yachalim Lashliach. No. He cannot appoint an antler. An antler is no good. V'chein bedin, shalo yish, and then, well, before he even gives reasons, other Rishonim say no, that an antler, a defendant stand-in, cannot be appointed. And the shaila is, why? Why is this? This is a major machlokas Rishonim, and let's just put it into context now. Again, those who just came in. A toveya, somebody who is asking for money, somebody who is prosecuting, he does not have to be in court. And let's go back a step for a minute even. What about Edim? By Edim we have a principle, Ein Ed Mi Piyed, and Mi Piyem Lo Mi Piksavim. Edim have to be in court. They cannot send a stand-in. That's by Edim. What about by the parties themselves? Can they send a stand-in? Can they send a quote-unquote lawyer? Not a lawyer to be with them in court, what we call today a toein, but can they send a representative for them and they can stay home? So, from a toveya's point of view, yes, that's called a morsha, harsha. That's from Bava Kama Daf Ayin. What about a nitva? So that's called an antler. So can there be an antler? So that's this Yerushalmi right here. Can a nitva send an antler? That is a major machlokas. So according to the Rishonim, they say you can send an antler, or a nitva can send a stand-in, so they base it based on this Gemara. The only problem is a shvua. That is the Aruch, that is Rabbeinu Hananel, that is Tosfos David Shvua Staff, Daf Lamed. But there are other shitos that, and that's the Ridvan Shvuas. I don't have it here. The Ridvan Shvuas uses the principle of Shluchus Shalom Kamoso. We have a principle of Shluchus, so he could tie it for me in court. What's the problem? So that is one group. But then the other group says, no, they cannot appoint an antler. The Rimi Gash, and the Ramban, and the Rif, and the Rambam is very unclear. We'll talk about the Rambam in a minute. But that's another group. What do they do this Yerushalmi? They have another way to read it. But I'll mention the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik's way of reading the Yerushalmi is, he says this in, it's quoted in the Rishima Shiurim on Shvuas, that once the Yerushalmi says that an antler cannot make a Shvua, that's not a technical problem of, he can't take a Shvua, so therefore, you know, he can't be a stand-in. But if they wouldn't have the problem of Shvua, he would be fine. No. The fact that he can't take a Shvua reflects that he's not a real stand-in. Reflects that he's not a good substitute. If he can't act like the Baal Din, then that shows there's a problem here. That's how you read the Yerushalmi. Says the Rav, move on a Yerushalmi. Mikima she'ena atla roi li shava avura nitva. Af she'eno roi liton avuro. Kimi she'eno kebal din linyin shvua. Af eno kebal din linyin atainus. Right? Kein yira li ba'arichus. So that is a big discussion in the Rishonim about atla. Other reformulations of the reason why Allah would not be good is he might lie, because if the Baal Din is there, we have a principle of chazakah, a person that is not meyas panov in front of somebody who knows that he's lying, or the principle we have by Modeh B'Miksas, or a shvua, but the Rashba has a more fundamental lashon, and that is, read you the lashon, he says, V'chein shuvas ravafasi is a einit v'yachlam l'shliach. V'chein bedin shelo yishmeu bezdin mi pi tergamon taino shel sheker. So does that mean, he really might lie? Shelo yishmeu piyam a tergamon. Somebody in between. Maybe there's a hint or two, not explicit, but some achronim understand that as though there's a formal halacha that the Baal Din, the Nitva, has to be in court, period. Forget the issues. All these are like hints, like he might lie, he gets like a shvua, this and that, but all those are reflections that the halacha demands. If there's a defendant, you have to be in court. That's the halacha, period. V'amdu, right? V'amdu, just like v'amdu shnei anashim, edim have to be in court, so too the Nitva has to be in court. The Mar, the Toveya has a separate din. But other than that, that is not true by the Nitva. Again, there are big discussions. What about a hodah of the antler? Does that work as like the hodah of the Baal Din? Big discussion. Okay, not to get into it too much, but the sheet of the Rambam is very unclear. He never mentions the word antler in his Mishnah Torah.
So does he hold of it? Does he not hold of it? He doesn't have to use the word, but there's a beja machlokas in the Rishonim. What exactly he holds? He does not allow a maturgamon. The Ritva quotes one day or the other that he might allow it. The Ran thinks that the Rambam does not allow it. Big discussion in the Rishonim what the sheet is of the Rambam. But it's all in the first line right here. First line right here of the second parak. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Let's start again. Kohen Gadol, Dan V'Danan Oso. Kohen Gadol can judge and be judged. Beit Amidin Oso can testify and be testified about in court. Choletz, he can do chalitza, meaning if his brother dies, then the Kohen Gadol could be in a bezdin, and he takes off his shoe, and his brother's wife spits in his direction. That's chalitza, the chotzen lishto. And chalitza can be done to his wife if he dies. Umayabedes ishto, and his brother, the Kohen Gadol's brother, could do yibam for the Kohen Gadol's wife if the Kohen Gadol dies without children. A Kohen Gadol doesn't have to have kids. Kohen Gadol has to be married. Has to be married, as we know from Maseches Yuma. But he does not have to have children. So if he dies without children, Yibam could be done to his wife. Aval hu inam yabim, but he cannot do Yibam mebnei shuasa balmana. He can't marry an almana. His brother's wife's an almana. So therefore, he cannot marry. The Gemara Bezrim tomorrow will talk about what about Asi docha lo sase. Okay, but that's at the end of today's daf, which is really, we'll do it tomorrow. Meis lo meis. If the Kohen Gadol loses one of his seven primary relatives, eino yotze achar hamita. He is not allowed to follow the coffin. He's not allowed to follow the coffin. Why? Machlokas Rishonim. We'll get this in a minute. Whether this is a dinda oraisa or a dinda rabbanan. The Ramban says it's an issa de rabbanan because you might come to touch the coffin, right? You might be such an anguish, and we cannot have the Kohen Gadol becoming tame. So therefore, he cannot follow the coffin. Ella, what can he do? Hey nixin v'hu nigle. Hey nigle v'hu nixa. He can follow the coffin in a way that he's never on the same street. Once they leave the street and covered up, then he could be revealed in the street. He follows them out of the city in this way. And he could follow them in this way until the gate of the city. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and a Yotzi in a Mikdash. No, Rabbi Yehuda says he cannot leave the base of Mikdash, period. He can't. He can't even go out. Why? Mishup Shenemar. Because the Pasuk, read the Pasuk. Pashup Shat. Umina Mikdash lo yetze. Cannot go out of the base HaMikdash. So, Rabbi Yehuda's din, Rabbi Meir's din is that he could go to the Petach Shara Yir, and this is that he can't even go out of the city. Rashi here says, for first Rashi on the Parak, Dilma Asi Laminga. Why? Because he might come to touch. So that part of Rashi is only half of the important part of the Rashi. Keep reading. Vahainu da Azhir Kra. And this is what the Pasuk means. Rashi's quoting the Gemara later on, but Rashi assumes that this is a din d'oraisa. He can't go out Azhir Kra. That's d'oraisa. Umin ha-mikdash lo yetze, mikdush asa lo yetze. He can't go out of the mikdash means he can't go out of his holiness. Mikdush asa lo yetze, therefore, he's not allowed to follow the mita. The Achronim make a big deal about this Rashi. Why? This Rashi and other Rishonim also seem to hold of it. There's a din d'oraisa, because this is an example of a syag d'oraisa. We've mentioned many times that most of the time we have the concept of a syag, a fence around the Torah from the Rabbanan. I can't write with my left hand on Shabbos because I might be the Rabbanan because I might come to write with my right hand. I can't eat basar b'chalav, basar oaf b'chalav. I can't eat chicken and milk because I might be the Rabbanan because I might come to eat meat and milk, midaraisa. But there are many, not as many, but there are about 10 to 15 examples where we find the concept of a syag d'oraisa, where the Torah itself says, don't do A, because you might come to do B. Right here is one example. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol cannot walk out of the city because he might come to touch the coffin. Syag d'oraisa. Where else? Shloshim yom lefnei achag, Baruch Hashem, the first Ran, first page in Maseches Pesachim, the Ran says, the Torah says, that you cannot even have chametz in my house on Pesach. Baal Yirah Bayimatzeh is a syag for the Isra Achila. We know chametz is three Yisurim. You can't eat it, you can't get benefit from it, you can't have it in your house. Says the Ran, you might have thought they're three independent Yisurim. Says the Ran, no, you can't have chametz in your house because you might come to eat it. The Rambam says, well-known Rambam, the Rambam says, I'm not allowed to hug and kiss one of the Arayos. Chibuk v'nishuk. Right, if there's somebody I'm not related to, hugging and kissing. Shomer Negiyah. The Rambam says that is an Isser d'oraisa. D'oraisa. The Rambam says it's d'rabbanan. D'oraisa. We don't do d'rabbanas either, right? It's like eating a chicken cheeseburger. But it's a d'oraisa. Why? The Rambam says, shalo sikrivu legalos erva. Don't come close. hugging and kissing someone who I'm not allowed to touch, says the Rambam, is an Isser Daraisa. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, a Syug Daraisa. A fascinating one is mentioned by Rashi. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash. Says Rashi in the second perek in Parshas Bereishis. Right, what does it say there? Vayachal Elokim Bayom Ashvi Melachto Asher Asa. We know we say it in Vayachulu. Hashem finished the work on the seventh day. He did? Hashem finished working on the seventh day? I thought he finished on the sixth day. I thought he rested on the seventh. What does that mean? We say it every Friday night. Vayachal Elokim Bayom Ashvi. So Rashi says, maybe it means Shabbos is his last thing he created. Okay, that's one way you can say it. But then Rashi also quotes, no. Basar v'adam she'eni yodea itav ragav. A person who doesn't know the exact time, we have to have the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. We have to add on to Shabbos, right? It's a concept of mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes Shabbos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yodea itav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, even though we have our watch, we hear the beep. When the beep goes, that's the hour. It's not so exact. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exact time. So he could go nichnas bo kuchot asayra. V'nire ki'ilu kalabo bayom. If we would see what Hashem created up until it would look like, we would think he created on Shabbos. But really didn't. It was the exact moment when Friday stopped and Shabbos started. But we have to start earlier. But what do you see from there? It says of Yosef Engel, that Tosefes Shabbos itself is a mitzvah asay. That's a siyug daraisa. You have to add on to Shabbos so you don't come to violate because we don't know the exact time. Again, many other examples. Just mention one other and then we'll move on. The Kesef Mishnah mentions, the first Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tumas Meis, that you know, maybe cooking basar b'chalav is a siyug daraisa for eating basar b'chalav. Again, similar to the chametz. Can't eat it, can't get benefit, can't cook it. Maybe cooking it, because if you're cooking, you might come to taste it, you might come to eat it. Again, put Rashi. This Rashi goes on that list. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, Ukeshu Menachem, when the Kohen Gadol goes to pay a Shiva call, Ukeshu Menachem, not really a Shiva call, actually, this is still when they're in the cemetery. He's outside the cemetery, he can't go in the cemetery. But when the Avelim are coming, Ukeshu Menachem Achirim, Derek Kalam over in Bazach Harzeb, all the nation goes one after another. Vahamamune Mematso Beinolaveina Am. And the Mamuna, the assistant Kohen Gadol, puts the Kohen Gadol in the middle, Mimatzo, between the assistant himself and the Am. Rashi explains that in the olden days, the Gemara already says we changed it, but in the olden days, we have at the end of a Levaya, the people see on the two sides, they make the Shuro, so the Avelim walk straight through, and then we see Abakov Yadachi. But Rashi here quotes, based on the Pshat of the Mishnah, that in the olden days it was the opposite, that the Avelim stood, and everybody else walked by and said, Hamakom, Hamakom Yenachim. So that was changed later in history, as we'll see in the Gemara. But that's what he's talking about here. When he goes in Mizmenachim others, so all of the Menachim are passing by, so he's always in the middle. It's covered. He's always in the middle between the Mamuna and the rest of the people. Ukshu Misnachim Meacherim, and when he gets Nechama, when he lost a relative, Kal Ha'am Amim Lo, everybody says to him, Anu Kaparascha. We are your Kapara. Meaning anything bad that's supposed to happen to you should happen to us. And he says, you should all get a bracha from Shemayim. And when the first meal that we know is not made by the Avel themselves, bread, eggs, so what happens when they give a Sudas Havra to the Kohen Gadol? Everybody sits on the ground. So he sits on a little bench, because it's not covered for the Kohen Gadol to be lower than everybody else. So if he has to be pretty low, then everybody else has to be even lower. So that's why he sits on the safsal, and they sit on the ground. The Shemes Yana Balacha here asks, how is it that they could say, we should be your kapara? And Rashi says, what does Rashi say, we should be your kapara? Rashi says, banu tischaperata, through us you should get kapara, v'anachru tachtecha l'chol haro'i lavo alecha. We should get your onesh. Maybe he deserves something bad and they're going to get it and they're just going to like say, what's going on here? And they're going to be boeit b'Hashem. How could they say that? Anu kaparascha. So he suggests maybe it's based, if all of Klal Yisrael say it, how much onus could the Kohen Gadol get? It's split up by hundreds of thousands of people. Everybody will get a little bit. Everybody can handle that. Everybody can get a little bit similar. We had earlier, remember, that we had that the Dayan, or the Davzayan, where the Dayan says that one of the Dayan used to go around and get a bunch of Dayanim. So if they mess up, then the Onesh could be splintered, and I only get a little sawdust. sawdust, one of the Amoraim said. That's what the similarly here. He says maybe if all of Klal Yisrael, that's what it says, v'chol ha'am, right? V'chol ha'am omer milo, the whole am, so there's only a little bit of punishment that is passed around to all. Good, so that is all Kohen Gadol. Now we get to Melech. Ha-Melech. Lo-dan no-so. See the contrast. A Melech does not judge and cannot be judged. We'll see which type of Melech we're talking about. Different types of Melech. Melech Yisrael, Melech David. So a king does not judge and that cannot be judged. The Ran in his Drashos says that one of the reasons that a king has a separate mitzvah, besides the regular mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that every Jew has, but he has a separate mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah and have it with him wherever he goes. Why? So the Ran says, because the king has such elastic authority and power, he can do whatever he wants. He can build a road through my backyard. He can do whatever he wants, we don't want it to go to his head. So wherever he is in life, he carries a Torah. He carries a Torah, that'll keep him in check. So here, he doesn't get judged. He can't judge. Lo mev, lo meidin oso. He doesn't testify. He cannot be testified about. Lo cholitz, lo choltun lishto. He doesn't do chalitza because it's not covetic. He's going to take off his shoe. Lo choltun lishto. And chalitza is not done to his wife. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Lo miyabim, lo miyabim lishto. He does not do yibum. And yibum is not done to his wife. Why? Again, well, it's covet. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Imrata lachos liyabim zachur latov. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's okay. He could do either yibim or chalitza. Omru lo, ain't shomim lo. No, we don't answer to it. We don't listen. As the Gemara is going to say, a melech cannot be mochel on his kavod. So therefore, he cannot do it. The ain nosin almanaso. Nobody can marry the widow of the king. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. So he had melech, almanaso shomelech. No, a different king can. Shekei matzina b'david, shenasa almanaso shel shol. Because we see by David HaMelech, he married the Alman of Shaul, right? The previous king. The Gemara will discuss how do you get out of that riot. The Gemara will discuss it. But there is another major discussion. We can have this today or tomorrow. We'll have it today because tomorrow's daf is very large also. So the Gemara here says, we don't do chalisa to the wife of a Melech. Why not? What does that have to do with the king? The king's dead. Why don't we do the chalisa to the wife of a melech? So the reason given by Rashi is, the Rashi is not printed here. The Rashi is printed on the Gemara, but it's the Rashi of the Mishnah. Look at the top of Yud Tesema Beis. Turn over to Blot. Second line in Rashi. Below Cholzin Leishto, Yud Tesema Beis. See on the side it says it should be on the Mishnah. On top, three words. Mipnei Sha'asura Linase. Says Rashi, why is no chalisa done? Because she can't marry anybody anyway. Well, because Malin Bakodesh. So who's the king's wife going to marry? So if she can't get remarried anyway, there's no point in doing chalitza. That is Shitas Rashi. This Rashi is much discussed because there's a major discussion by the chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah like all other mitzvos? Or is it more of a matir? What's chalitza? It is a mitzvah, but inherently it's a matir. It's what allows the woman to get remarried. But let's say the woman doesn't want to get remarried or she can't get remarried. What if she's 100 years old? She's not getting remarried. Does she have to do chalitza? Does she have a mitzvah? That is a major discussion in the Achronim. It's not so clear in the Gemara. But this Rashi, right, Mishas Rilinase, seems to say clearly that if a woman is not going to get remarried, therefore there's no point in doing chalitza. The Rishash right here picks up on this Rashi and says, I don't understand it. There are tamim kamusim. There are hidden secret reasons for chalitza. You think it's just about getting remarried? No, there's a lot of reasons behind the show. So that's why the Rishash is very bothered by this Rashi, but that is what Rashi says. Who else discusses this? The Chacham Tzvi, the first Chacham Tzvi, Siman Aleph and the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi holds like this Rashi. Shaharei, says the Chacham Tzvi, Kol Iker Masha Anu Kofan Ala Chalitza. The whole reason why we force people to do Chalitza like other mitzvahs, I say, Mishum Lesa Dida, She'in Chos Minosa V'lo Te'agin V'Teisei. We don't want her to be an aguna. That is the Chacham Tzvi. If they're not interested, then they don't have to get married. They don't have to do chalitza. If they don't have to get remarried. But I'll just call you one on the other side also to make it fair. The other Achronim say not that way. The Sefer HaKovetz, which is printed in the back of the Frankel Rambam, in the first one in Hilchos Yibam, he says there, he quotes from the Sefer HaKovetz, Mitzvah Zezu Pashut, to who Kishar Mitzvahs, Kamo Shofer Velulav, Vidomehen. Interesting comparison. Vim hi vahu merutzim shelo liabeim velo lachlotz v'rotzona lasheves galmuda vaguna. She wants to sit alone. Bezdin kofenosa l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Bezdin forces. V'raya brura. What's the raya? Because we use in Yevamis, and we'll have a little bit tomorrow, we use the principle of chalitza or yibum in the context of aseh docha los aseh. Let the aseh of yibum chalitza be docha the los aseh a blank. If it's a mitzvah's reshus, it wouldn't be strong enough to say aseh docha los aseh. As the other say means you don't have a choice. Ain't brera. You have to do the assay, so you're allowed to be doing the los assay. If you say it's just a matir, then we'll say just don't do it. So it says the Sefer HaKovetz, it must be that it is a mitzvah. And then he brings another interesting raya. The Rashba writes in Siman Yudches, Rashba and Tshuva, right? There's two sources. If you want to look up on every mitzvah that we don't make a bracha on, why don't we make a bracha on 50 mitzvahs? Why? So there are two tshuvas, two sources to look up where that is. The Rashba in Siman Yudches in the first volume of his tshuvas, and the Abu Draham on Siddur. There it talks that go through every keep another aim and staka and every mitzvah that we don't make a bracha on shalach manos. So what about? So he quotes the Rashba, explains why don't you make a bracha on chalitza? Why don't you make a bracha on chalitza? So says the Sefer HaKovetz, if it's just a matir, what's the hava mean? Of course you don't make a bracha. So that's why it must be that it's a mitzvah. That's what he quotes. So that itself is not so clear, because we do find that you do make brachas on matir sometimes. The Rambam seems to say shchita is a matir, and you make a bracha on shchita, right? There are other mitzvahs that we have this discussion by. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a matir? And we have brachas by them. So that itself is a very interesting raya. Okay, but that is mitzvah matir. Just to quote you one Rambam about the sugya, the Rambam says, and this is a Yevamis line, v'afilu, where is that from? The Melech does not do chalitza. And then he says, hol ve'eno choletz, eno miyabim. Now we're talking about the Melech himself, not his wife. The Melech does not do chalitza. Once he doesn't do chalitza, he doesn't do yibum. Why not? So chalitza is the bizayon to him. He's spitting in front of him. What about yibum? Why can't he do yibum to his brother's wife? He doesn't do yibum. Why? V'chein kivan she'efsher liyabim es ishto. I'm sorry. That's by the king. And now, but his wife, the same thing. Kivan she'efsher liyabim es ishto. Since you can't be miyabim the king's wife, why? Because right, malan bakodesh kach in cholson lo. So too, you don't do chalitza to the king's wife. Why? He doesn't call Rashi's reason. Because it's a different reason. Ella teishev la'olan bizikasa. She says she bizikasa forever. Why? Because of the connection of yibum and chalitza. Kol she'ena ola le yibum, ena ola la chalitza. You have to have the possibility of both. Since this woman cannot do chalitza, cannot do yibum, so too she doesn't do chalitza. So that seems to be a different reason than what Rashi grings. That is Malachim Beis Gimel. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Kohen Gadol don pshita. Of course the Kohen Gadol could judge. What would be the problem? Why can't he be a judge? Don't know so it's Rihale. The Chiddush is that he can be judged. He can be judged. Rashi says, the Havamin is that maybe it will be a zilzal, right, for him to sit in front of the court. No, that's the Chiddush. He could be judged. The Gemara says, Hanami Pshita. Well, that's also obvious that once you know that he can judge, don't know so it's strichale. You needed to tell me that he can be judged. The Gemara says it's obvious, because once you know that he could judge, it's obvious that he could be judged. Why? Ilo dainin le ihu hechidayin. If he wouldn't be able to be judged, he wouldn't be able to judge. The haksiv, because it says, it's koshu v'koshu. You have to gather yourself and then gather for others. The amareish lagash kshon atzvacha v'yachak kshon achirim. You got to perfect yourself before you perfect others. So therefore, if the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to judge, once the Kohen Gadol is able to judge, so of course he can himself be judged, right? So what would be the chiddush? The Gemara says you're right. It's all extra. It's just to be parallel. Ella aidi to kabay lemisti melech lo dum lo dunin oso tananami kohen gadol dun v'dunin oso. And once you say it about a kohen melech, so you say it about a kohen gadol too. Also, let's finish, and then we'll say some important line on that. Says the Gemara. Or maybe the chiddush of the Kohen Gadol being involved in din is as follows. Kedetanya, Kohen Gadol sharagas anefesh b'mezid nerag. The Brisa says, the Tosefta says, the Kohen Gadol that killed somebody on purpose, he's killed. It's Chayim Misa. Bishogeg Gola. If a Kohen Gadol kills by accident, he goes to Golos. Vi over al asay vi alos asay. And if he violates an asay and alos asay, Varihuke Hedyut Chol Dvarav. He's judged just like a Hedyut. We'll see what that means. He's just like a regular Hedyut. And therefore, this is the Chiddush. This is the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Kohen Gadol Dov Adon Oso. So what's the Chiddush? So Gemara elaborates. The fact that if he goes on purpose, he gets killed, that's obvious. Bishogi gola, it's Rechalei. So we know, Bishogi gola, that he goes to Galus. That's the Chiddush. Hanami Pshita, that's also Pshita. Of course he goes to Galus. No, Yitzrich. Sakat Adachamina, we know from Mesechas Makos, hold the Ksiv Yashabad and Mosa Kohen Gadol. Since how long does a person who kills Bishogi have to be in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies? Ema, maybe I will say, called the Islay Takanta Bechazara Ligli. Anybody who could wait till the Kohen Gadol dies to leave, he could go to Golos in the first place. The Leslay Takanta Bechazara Lo Ligli. But this guy, the Kohen Gadol himself, when is he going to leave? He's never going to leave. So therefore, maybe he doesn't go to Golos in the first place. Titan, as the Mishnah says, Ha ho re Kohen Gadol. O Kohen Gadol Shaharag as a Nefesh. If somebody kills the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol kills, Eino Yotze Misham La'olam. Right? He never leaves. He doesn't go out of the other Ari Miklat. So you might think, Eima Lo Ligli, he shouldn't go to Golos in the first place. Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Dun, specifically like an Ari Miklat context, that he's judged, if he kills Bishogeg, to go. Maybe it's true. How do you know that he doesn't go? Maybe he shouldn't go to Golos? No. Amar Krala Nushama Kol Rotzeach. Afilu Kohen Gadol B'mashma, included in Kol Rotzeach. There is one possibility, where the Mishnah here says he never leaves. Tosfos says on top, that's only if they don't appoint another Kohen Gadol in the interim. Pirish, top line, ukegon shelo minu acher ad shenigmar dino. Right, as long as they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol before he had a Gemar Din. If he had a Gemar Din, so then he would be able to go free. The Ran just elaborates a little bit on Tosfos, and he asks, why can't you just appoint another Kohen Gadol, and he'll go free when the next Kohen Gadol dies? What? Let's say he appointed another Kohen Gadol in a year from now. Why can't he just go free when that one? So said the Ran, Yishlomar Delo Amar Rachmana, Delefik, Bimisis Kohen Gadol, Ella Ba'oso Shahaya Ba'olam, Bishas Ritzicha, O Bishas Gemar Din, Shahaya Lo Lavakish Rachmim Aldoro. So Chazal say, Pesach is Makis, because what does the Kohen Gadol have to do with it? Because if the Kohen Gadol was alive in this generation, he should have davened harder that nobody should have killed by accident. Even though it was an accident, but still, the Kohen Gadol is on such a holy level, he should, if something negative happens in his generation, it's a slight stain on his record. So therefore, if he was totally not the Kohen Gadol during the murder, during the Gemar Din, so then there's nothing to talk about this. That's why he has to have some shaychus to the act. Aval hachalek lemeimar hachi. But here you can't say it. There are some Rishonim. The Ritva in Meseches Makos says even if they appoint one before the Gemara Din, still by this case he doesn't go free. It just says Eino Yotze La'olam. La'olam means forever. That's no case. The Ritva says Pashas of the Mishnah. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Either way, that's the interesting discussion of the Kohen Gadol. As we know, that the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to bring gift packages to those in the Ari Miklat because they didn't want them to daven that the son should die. That's the Mishnah in Meseches Makos. A couple of thoughts on the Hiskoshesu v'koshu, right? Kshod Atzmacha. First, work on yourself and then on others. The Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim says in Semen Oshei, is the siman about tochacha. Chayef oso hamochiach lahochiach atzmo min ha'aveira. Person has to first reprove themselves. Uliyasher drachav kodim sheyochiach es chaveiro. I have to make sure that I am perfect in a certain area before I give tochacha about it. Shem lo yasa kein bo yekabel mimenu chaveiro. Nobody's going to listen to me. If I'm not perfect in it, then nobody's going to listen to me. Rav Moshe uses this in the tshuva. Rav Moshe has a beautiful tshuva. Anybody in Chinuch or Rabbanus, more in Chinuch, has to read this. Yoredeya Gimel Ayin Aleph. The title of the tshuva, Hanhogas Moreb Yeshiva. That's the title of the tshuva. Written in 1972. Sivan, 1972. Hineni, it's not written to anybody. Hineni bazela va'er eza ikarim sha'al hamore yalde yisrael b'yeshiva leida v'frat b'medina seinu. So he goes through a lot of beautiful inyanim, and at the end he says, the teacher has to be a role model. His koshu shuva koshu. Teacher has to be a role model, besides the information that he gives over, he says, "Should sarech liros morim yirei Hashem yisparach va'oav etorah medaktikim emitzvus." And he says, "Belimit Torah v'limud musar v'yiras Hashem e efshar l'misha eno ben Torah ve'eni yirishmayim l'lamed zel acherim." So he's kabul d'varav klum k'darshu chazal mikrois koshu v'koshu k'shod asbacha v'achak k'shod acherim. Aval af sheyiu bein hamenahel ha'principal uvein ha'morim. He adds this, besides the fact that they have to each be role models, he says at the end, they have to get along with each other. As Rashi says in Parshat Bechukosai, right? It has to be shalom between them. V'kalshikim v'kibbutz, whenever you have a school meeting, a teacher's meeting, he talks about it, emphasizes it over and over again. There has to be shalom v'shalva amongst the staff. But that he quotes our Gemara, ishkoshishu v'koshu. The Baal Shem Tov says that, Magalei Sashas, I haven't quoted the Baal Shem Tov in a while. Right, it's koshu v'koshu. Kisha adam roe eza avera omida ra b'chavero. If I see a pgam on my friend, tsarach ladas sheosa hamida atzmo yesh bo gam kein. If I see an avera on someone else, I have to search deeply down because I probably have the same problem. Uladat why v'chavero kein mara. My friend is like a mirror, says the Besht. The kisha echan mistako b'chavero roe es atzmo. When I see my friend, I see myself. V'nirali d'zeu mashamru chazal hishkoshu v'koshu k'shot atzmacha v'akal k'shot acherim. What does that mean? To l'chorayin move on. To atu im eno rotzal l'chich z'acherim eno tzorach l'hetiv darko. What if I don't want to give mussar? So I don't want to check myself? Only if you want to give k'shot acherim, then you have to be k'shot atzmacha. No, al kavana b'zeh da'afilu adam she'eno roa ba'atzmo shum chisaron. Avalim roa eza chisaron b'chaveiro zeu simich lobadak atzmo yafe v'tzorach mechadosh l'fashbeth b'maisav. To bevada yim sabah, maybe on a different level. Maybe on a different level. I see somebody who doesn't daven properly. Right? He's always talking. He's this, he's that. So maybe I got to work on my own davening. Right? Whenever we see faults in others, we always have to look at ourselves. The same exact time. Magali sashas. Okay, there's more on that line, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. Over la seva lo sase, the brisa continued that if a kohen gadol violates, and I say na lo sase, so then he gets judged. So lo sag de lo avar, what does that mean? Over, he violates. Doesn't even say if he violates, what he has to violate. So no, hachi kamar, im avar la seva lo sase. If he violates, stamen avera, like if it's chayv malchus, how you can hedyo lechot var? If he's like a hedyo, right? If he does that, if he eats treif or something. Pshita, so that's obvious. Well, why would we think otherwise? Stalka da chamina. No, we might think, oh, but tznan, ain't done a lot of shavit, blows an avishak, blows coin gadol. Elbi beder shemiecha. We learned in the first Mishnah and daf beis that you judge all these categories with 71. V'yamar avada barava, kol hadavar agadol yavu elecha. Dvarav shel gadol. Dvarav gadol means dvarav shel gadol, as we had. Ema called Rav Shal Gadol. You might think that anything that has to do with the Kohen Gadol, even his, you know, dini mamonis, even his basic matters, kamash balan, that no, his regular mundane matters are judged by a bezin of three. V'ema hakanami, maybe it is called Rav Shal Gadol. No, miksiv divrei gadol hadavar hagadol ksiv. Davar gadol mamish. I mean, it has to be a serious avera, avodah zarah. And he has to be of the Kohen Gadol. Interesting, what happens after the Kohen Gadol is judged? Does he go back? Let's see, does an Avera? Where's my Rambo? Does he go back to his previous position? The Kohen Gadol, the Rambam says in Yud Zayin Ches. Yud Zayin Kohen Gadol Shechata, Loke Bishlosha, Kishar Ha'am, V'chozir L'gdulaso. That's the Kohen Gadol does an Avera. Right, he wears Shatnes. Where's Shatnes? So he gets Malkus and he goes back to being the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam says he got his punishment. Aval Rosh Yeshiva Shechata. He's not talking about a regular Rosh Yeshiva like we talk about Rosh Yeshiva. He's talking about the Nasi. Rosh Yeshiva Shechata Malkinoso ve'eno chozer l'shvaraso gam eno chozer lihios ke'echad mishar Sanhedrin shemalan bakodesh v'lo moridin. That's the Rambam. One could apply this because he can't be a role model anymore. A Kohen Gadol, he's born into it, he does the Avodah. So most people aren't doing the Avodah. But the Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva the Nasi, he is, right, he's got to be the role model. I mean, the Kohen Gadol has to be a role model too, for the other Kohanim. But that's an important Rambam at the end of the 17th Perek of Sanhedrin. Got to be a role model. Okay, he does not go back to his previous position. So a Kohen Gadol gives testimony, and he's testified about Meid. He gives testimony about Tanya. Vihis alamta, you're by Hashava Zaveda, you're allowed to disappear. Sometimes you're allowed to disappear and not do the mitzvah of Hashava Zaveda. Hakeitzad, Kohen Vubes Akvaris, if a Kohen is next to a cemetery, Zakim in the Kvodor, if he's somebody elderly, if he goes, or Zakim might hit me here, meaning a Talmud Chacham, and it's not according to his covet, Oshai Samalacha Shalom Rubi Bishachaveiro, or Ruvain's Malacha is much more valuable than Shimon's. Ruvain is a diamond cutter. Right, and he sees that Shimon lost his pencil. Right, and if I go and return his pencil, I'm going to lose thousands of dollars. Right, so then v'hisalamta, l'kachnamer v'hisalamta. There are some times that covet abrios is docha the mitzvah. Right, so that's the question of the Gemara. Covet abrios. Maybe the Kohen Gadol shouldn't come. I have to schlep to Beis Din and testify. Covet abrios. So Amar Rav Yosef, no b'meid l'melech. No, you know when he's allowed to give testimony? If he's giving testimony about the king. That's when he's allowed to come. I vote to download Don, vote on Osolo, maybe let me know so. What do you mean? The Mishnah said that the Melech is not testified about in the second half of the Mishnah. So El Amar Abzeir, Mevel Ben Melech. He's giving testimony for the king's son. That's what it is. The Gemara says, Ben Melech, Hedyotus, he's a Hedyot. So back to the original question, it's a Zilzol, and you say, Kavod Abrius. No, El Meid Bifnei HaMelech. He's being made in front of the king. The king is a judge, and he's coming to testify. What do you mean a king can't be part of the court? Why don't we just ask from our Mishnah? Melech lo dan. So Tosva says, because that might have been he can't judge Yechidi. Can't judge alone. But here, he can't even be part of a Sanhedrin. So what do you mean that he's testifying about the king's son, and the king is part of the Beis Din? No, this is the case. Mishum Yakra de Kohen Gadol Asav Yasiv. The Kohen Gadol is giving testimony about the king's son, and the king is coming to court because his son is there. So he wants to be there. But he's not part of the court. Mekabli nili l'saduseh. So you accept the Kohen Gadol's testimony, and then the Kohen Gadol leaves, and then the king leaves. Kaihu v'azil u'ma'ina le'anam b'dine. So the Kohen Gadol's there because he's testifying, and he could do it because that is zilzo because the king is there. The king is there because it's his son, and then they both leave, and then the bezin takes care of everything else. Period. That's the case. That's the specific case that's meant in the Mishnah when it says that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to give testimony. Fine. Gufa. Ein Moshiach Melech b'Sanhedrin. We don't put a king in the Sanhedrin. V'lo Melech the Kohen Gadol be Brashana. And we don't let a king or the Kohen Gadol be part of the group of judges that decide to add on a month to the year or not. Melech b'Sanhedrin d'chsif. Lo sa'ane al riv, lo sa'ane al rav. A king can't be part of the Sanhedrin because nobody will be able to argue with him. So therefore, he cannot be part. Lo melech lo kohen gadol be bar shana. Why? Melech mishum afsanya. A king can't do it because he'll be subjective because of afsanya, his army. He has to pay. There's two different days in the Rishonim here, which way it works. Rashi says he gives money to his soldiers a certain amount every year, and therefore he would love to have another month because then he'll split that amount of money 13 ways instead of 12 ways. Right, so therefore he'll save a little bit. Others say no, it's just the opposite. He has to support them every month, and if he has to give an extra month, then it'll be more expensive. Okay, either way, Melech of Spania, Kohen Gadol Mishum Tzina. A Kohen Gadol because it's cold. What's cold? So the Rashi says he has to jump in the mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he has to be able to wash his hands and feet 10 times. It's going to be freezing on Yom Kippur. He would rather have Yom Kippur sooner. He's going to push it off another month into Cheshvan. Forget, it'll be freezing. So he'd rather not have it. Tosa says, what do you mean? In Maseches Yom, it says that they had a heater. They warmed up the mikvahs. What's he scared about? So Tosa says it must be the floor. The floor was freezing. Right, you know, the Kohen Gadol can't wear socks when they do the Avodah. Be a chatzitza. They can't wear socks. Their feet have to touch the floor. So the floor is freezing. That's why the Gemara says elsewhere that Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, had stomach aches a lot. Because stomach aches come from your feet being freezing. That's what the Gemara says. That's what they have choli me'ayim. That's Mishum Tzina. Good. Amar of Papa. Let's just do a little more. Try to get through this because tomorrow's a big daf. Amar Papa, Shma Mina. What do you see from here? That we're worried that the Kohen Gadol might be interested in having the month Yom Kippur earlier and not later. Shasa, the year, Basar Yarcha Azil, goes after the lunar months. What does that mean? Rashi says this line means that it could be sometimes that weather that's supposed to come in one month will come in the other month. That's what Rashi says it means. Rashi says, Tzina haru'im mar cheshvan u'betishrei. It could be that the cold in cheshvan might come in tishrei. Right? If it would have been ma'abar the month, and it could be extra cold, that's why you'll be upset. So Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? V'yohana kimoroi baka. There's a story. There were three shepherds, Tavi Kaimi, that was standing. V'shemin rabbanan dekamri. The rabbanan overheard them talking. Chad amar, im bachir v'lakish kechada yanitz. If the early and the later crops all blossomed at once, teinu adar. That's a sign that this is Adar. The Imlav less than Adar. And if not, this is Shvat. This, if it didn't blossom together, then it must still be Shvat. V'chad amar, imtor bitzvar, bitelag yamus. If it's so freezing in the morning that the ox dies, uvetiera, but in the afternoon, bitul te'ena, in the shade of a fig tree, yidmuch, he goes to sleep, yishalach mashre, and he rubs himself against the tree. It's so hot, he's trying to take off his skin. He's so hot. Den hu Adar. If it's so freezing and then cold, that's Adar. The Imlav less than Adar. And if not, it's not Adar. Then it's Shvat. The Chad Amar. And the third one said, this is the Simon. Im kidum tokif lachta yehei. If the east wind is so strong, but ipach beluach, nafik lekivlei, you could still blow and it could counter the winds. I mean, it's not so freezing. It's kind of a warm wind. Dein hu Adar. That's a sign of Adar. V'imlav less than Adar. And if not, it's not Adar. And after overhearing all these conversations, v'ibruha rabbanah lehishasa. The rabbanah were ma'abah the shanas. What do you see from there? That every weather of a month is appropriate for each month. Lemaisa. They overheard these shepherds talking, and they said, oh, it's not Adar yet. We better be ma'abah the shana. So you see that every weather of every month is appropriate for that month. But beforehand, we said, by the Kohen Gadol, okay, Shasa Basar Yarcha Azil, but it's possible, according to that, what we said before, that one month could have a different month's weather, right? The Kohen, it might be Cheshvan, which was having Tishrei weather, or vice versa. Sigmara says, V'tizbara, Rabbanan Aravasa Sambach, you think the rabbis really decided based on these shepherds? That was the only thing they were deciding with? Elano, Rabbanan Achush Benayu Samach. They really had their own cheshbon because of the tzkufa, because of the aviv, the other reasons. The roi bakar is tayu yehuda istaya milsayu. That was just an added. It was an added reason that they said, oh, it fits in. But that wasn't dafka the point. But it could be really that bezin can be ma'abed the shana for the blossoms and the other growths, even though the weather might not work out exactly with each month like it's supposed to. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bezrat tomorrow, get into other exciting inyanim, David HaMelech and Shaul, what was the machlokes between them, and raising children, teaching people Torah, Ki'ilu Yoldo, all discussions that come up, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good day as we now look forward to Pesach.